Welcome back. My guest, Jeff Shelton, an architect with a twist. Last segment, we talked about his background, his projects, how he approaches architecture and design, and the city. Now, the city hired him to, I don't know, what are we going to call it? Design, redesign the underpass under the 101 freeway on State Street. Meanwhile, State Street has been closed. And so I don't know how busy that street is or if there's less traffic or more traffic. And I was talking recently to a buddy who's a retired electrician. I told him I was interviewing you, Jeff, and I told him about the underpass. And he goes, yeah, he goes, I like that. So what was there before and why did they hire you and what did you end up doing? Because I'll be honest with you, I was downtown yesterday and I meant to swing by to refresh my memory, but I didn't. So let's pretend I've never seen it.
Right. So just a little back story on that. I got a call from how they hired me. I got a call from Bengal Engineering. I didn't know them. They said, "You want to be on our team? Let's have some coffee for the underpass." They're going to do it. They're trying to get there's requests for proposals. So basically had coffee and I said, "Yeah, put me on the team." That sounds fun. It was basically like that. Send me your resume. So a couple months later, I get a phone call. Hey, we got the job, Jeff. Great. What do you want me to do? Let's go look at it. So the problem was the underpass, which is really nice bridge. I mean, for underpasses, even before that bridge is fantastic. I think Henry Linney had something to do with that. For a Caltrans bridge. But the walkways were very narrow. And so you would, and nobody wants to go under a freeway ever. In any city, that's the last place you want to go, down under a freeway. And so the walkways were 6 feet wide, maybe at most. And no one wanted to walk under there because there would be some creep sitting down there or, urinating down there or whatnot. And you, it was just probably the worst way to get from the main town to the ocean or vice versa, train station. So when they hired me, I went down there for a couple of days, just stood down there by the train station and took notes. So that's the kind of commitment I'll put into something. I'll just leave the office and head down. And it was basically, it was the worst entry to a town you can imagine. So Bengal Engineering and the city and the city's request was to widen the pedestrian access. So that's one thing, and that's the best part. I mean, that's the great part of it is now the sidewalks are wide, so even if there is someone down there, you have room to get around him. So the next part, and the thing I threw into it was, how can you make this feel like a bridge? Like if you're in in Dublin going over the Liffey, or you're in Paris going over the Seine, you want to go over those bridges, right? There is a little moment to cross the river and get to the other side. So my whole goal was, how do you make the lighting great? But how do you make it when you're on one side, you're a tourist, you don't speak the language, you obviously see that you want to walk. That's the way to go. So that was my main goal, was to make it obvious, but also, like we do, make it interesting and make it fun and enjoyable, make it delightful. Always try to do that for a building, so why not for this?
I like your comment. My guest, Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. I like your comment to make it feel like a bridge. That's fascinating because I'm looking back on history when they were going to widen the 101, get rid of the lights. One option was to drop the freeway down and make, and we would have a bridge to cross over, not the underpass. I wonder, you think this was the better decision, or what would that have looked like?
But technically, the problem here is that down the water level is down halfway up in there. So that basically is a big bathtub keeping water out. You know how the Carrillo Street one floods all the time. It's
Yeah, how
always
come?
wet.
How come nothing else floods? Only Carrillo Street.
Because that wasn't built the correct way. So they took a lesson and built this one that's a big, they call it a seal slab, but it's basically a big bathtub keeping water out. So one of our things is we couldn't touch, first of all, Caltrans wouldn't let us touch the bridge. They wouldn't let us touch the walls. We could only go, I think, 6 inches into that seal slab. So, you know, everyone was saying, why didn't you guys do more and fix this and fix that? Well, we couldn't touch it. We couldn't even paint the bridge. So we just played with the sidewalks and the road. So most of the cost of this whole thing, which was 10 or $11 million, was the two intersections, all these new sidewalks, and a new pump that helped clean the water from the drains into it, clean the confetti out of the water, basically. So when it got to what should we do here, Jeff? I started in with this idea of how to celebrate this opening and make it an obvious way to get under it. And that's so we I started playing with the ironwork, and having it kind of float down there like it's cloth. Since we're going downhill, we didn't want to be too rigid, just kind of droop the cloth down there, and then add these lights that are these Mattila flowers blooming that are mainly to like guides to guide you down. And then we played with the columns. We wanted to put the columns back because the bridge was poured to have columns. They're non-structural, and somehow we got approval for what we designed. I mean, it took two review meetings to get approval for this, which is kind of a miracle. I've been in, you know, I've had eight review meetings for a bathroom remodel, so that was surprising. And the review board was really, really in favor of the project. Had a few problems with the color of the ironwork, but not a whole lot of problems.
What, now you mentioned the original sidewalks were kind of narrow, around maybe 6 feet or so. Do you know off the top of your head what they are now, and how does that compare to the wide sidewalks we have, a couple of blocks up?
Oh boy, I used to have those numbers. They're between 13 and 15 feet wide now, I believe.
Wow.
Something like that. Maybe I'm maybe off a little bit, but they're comfortable, and you need to walk down there, Mark. Come on, man.
But almost you almost roughly doubled the width of the sidewalks, and roughly, do you have any idea what the width of the sidewalks are as we go up State Street, all those nice new brick sidewalks they put in?
Those are 10 to 12, 10 to 15, depending. Similar,
Okay.
but they have those planters, so it kind of narrows here and there.
Well, one architect, I can't think of her name, has proposed redesigning the sidewalks on State Street and not cutting down the trees, but maybe getting rid of the planters and just adding more usable space on existing sidewalks. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I'm for, first of all, this whole experiment down here with that deck. The good thing about that experiment is something we already knew is restaurants would rather have their, or and bars would rather have their services right next to them instead of walking out, right? It's much easier to light to for the servers, for the guests, that kind of, and to heat it. It's much easier. So just functionally having dining space right outside of a restaurant is favorable for the restaurants and the bars. You know, other store owners have, everyone has their own opinion on this, but
Well, what did you mean when you said deck?
well, they have that down on low 500 block estate. They have that experimental they added some sidewalks that extend out into the street.
Oh, yes. I've seen those.
You know, so I if it should all be one level, in my opinion, and that goes all the way across. I mean, when I say level, sloping for water and all that kind of thing, but it should be a pedestrian feeling, no curb area all the way from storefront to storefront. They're 80 feet building to building down here.
And
And
how many gazillion dollars would that cost?
money. Come on, Mark. Just
Money.
about money?
You don't worry about money. You're a big you're the overview man. My guest architect Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. I don't like change. I understood COVID and the outdoor dining. But the city spent so much money making State Street from 4 lanes to 2 lanes, adding these great bike lanes and these beautiful wide sidewalks, as you say, whatever they are, 10 feet to 15 feet. We can redesign the sidewalks to give us more real estate, more usable space, allow restaurants to have that outdoor dining there. I just wanted to go back the way it was. Interviewed a city councilwoman from a city up north that names the name escapes me, but I think almost every weekend, they close the states, their main drag. And of course, it could be closed for the farmers market and any event. Close at any event. Have an event a week. I don't care how many events you have. But I just want to see it go back the way it was. It seems like a lot of businessmen who own property and retail, they want it back too. I don't know if you want to voice your opinion on it or what you think will happen.
Yeah, I know. I don't want it to go back to the way it was. There could be a variation of it. Maybe some streets go through one way or something and screw it up a little bit. I mean, I don't think people aren't renting because of it. Cars aren't there. They're not renting because everything costs way too much. Everyone's invested in the properties, and you see what rents cost in these places. How can you sell a taco? Rent a place and sell a taco if you're paying these exorbitant triple net costs. So there's definitely a problem down there, but I wouldn't blame the fact that the streets are closed. It was bad before the pandemic, and it was bad before this.
Well, I would agree that you can't blame it on the State Street closure, and you also can't think that it will fix if you reopen it. But there's a certain amount of traffic, and for some reason, commercial real estate agents use traffic as a way of evaluating and valuing retail property. So, I don't know. I just always loved being able to, when my mom would visit, I could drop her off in front of a restaurant. I miss the parades. Recently, someone's suggesting almost making it a bike lane and a motorcycle lane. And I don't know. That's another subject. We don't need to jump into that. We just got about 2 minutes left. Jeff, you have a project on Garden Street, about what block on Garden Street, and it's a boutique hotel and two residences.
800 block of Guard Street. I've got a project two buildings up from that. El Jardin is two at 819. This is at 813. This is a vacant lot that's been vacant. Used to be an auctioneer's house on there, and it's been vacant so long. And the family who owns it for all this time wants to put a little boutique hotel, and they live up on top of it, and there'll be another unit. Very fun project, very difficult project. Came to get around 10,000 square feet. It was one of those puzzles that you thought you'd never figure out. And we had a great review at the Landmarks Committee. Size, bulk, and scale was conceptually approved. Kind of a fun dynamic. It moves around a little bit differently than most buildings. It's not so aggressive that it takes up all the height everywhere. So it's unusual. The program was unusual, and we're going to get an unusual, fun building. And
And what is it fully approved? Are you ready to go?
no, we're just we you know we start with conceptual.
Okay.
And we have a great model that really helps everyone get into it. So now you get conceptual, then you got to go back and figure out how you're going to really do it.
Okay. Two a boutique hotel, two residences. The owners are going to live in one. That sounds fabulous. Come out to San Simeon Drive and design that for my house. My guest today has been Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. I always learn something. I appreciate your time and look forward to that project on the 800 block of Garden Street. And I'll look forward to, I'm going to go down the underpass and make a video. We'll post it
Great.
online. It'll be my tribute to Jeff Shelton.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.